From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Maria Muriel. Paige Wench and Matthew Weintraub are graduates of Florida International University's Chaplin School of Hospitality. They worked in the first beer brewing lab at a South Florida university. Matt now teaches at the school's Beer Academy, and Paige is director of the South Florida Brewfest happening this weekend. The event grew out of the FIU lab. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
When did FIU really get involved in the study of beer?
It really started 2 years ago when we were like straight up on doing it the homebrew style. They gave us like a kitchen that they didn't really use anymore, and we made that the lab, or they made that the lab, and then that's when I came in.
FIU's turned out, I think, 5 or 6 head brewers now.
In breweries around South Florida? Cool. And before there were classes, like, how did people learn how to brew?
Just by reading... reading homebrew books, kits. Homebrew kits,
It was a little bit more of like a guerrilla brewing experience.
Yeah.
And how did you get interested in the beer classes? Because there is not a beer program, right? You just take a couple beer
there's
classes?
There's a
couple classes. FIU has beverage management courses. So while there's not a major for beverage management, there's a minor. So we have lots of wine technology, wine and food pairing.
All right. So let's talk now about the South Florida Brewfest. Tell me about your event.
So 1 day outdoor beer festival, just how you would think any other beer event would be. But we're at the school. We like to keep it educational. And people there, they want to learn. They have a thirsty palate. They want to try new beers. They want to talk about the beers. And so we give that chance to meet the brewers and, you know, see what they're bringing into the new market. So we highlight our Florida guest brewers. They come in, they get to talk about the beer. We don't just have the product sent to us. We want the people making the product there.
Are any school brewers pouring at the festival?
We're about to have about 30 students helping. They get to be able to work with the industry professionals and the brewers. It really does come back around to the students.
Do they get credit for working at the festival?
They do need a certain amount of experience hours to graduate. So whoever's helping me out before, planning-wise, marketing-wise, and day of event, you know, they can rack up hours like that. Being an alumni myself, I tell the students this is the best opportunity to network. Like that is what is going to help them in the future, and this is the perfect place to do it. They want to get into the beverage industry. Everyone's going to be in one spot.
The best thing for us is that, you know, we had the South Beach Food and Wine Festival, so they saw how much it benefited them to go to that festival.
You're saying students who worked with FIU during the South Beach Food and Wine Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now they want to be in any part of the beer industry. They know that, you know, seeing South Beach Food and Wine, what it's done for those kind of people that got jobs out of that, come to this festival and you get jobs in the beer industry. Or, you know, you can at least touch face-to-face with these guys. Yeah. There's been a lot of students that got jobs out of the festival.
The festival started on campus in the same spot we're having this event 14, 15 years ago. Yeah. Same way, as a student project, and Southern Wine and Spirits took it over, and it's one of the biggest events today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Paige and Matt from the South Florida Brewfest, for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. The South Florida Brewfest goes on this Saturday from 11 to 4 at FIU's Biscayne Bay campus. Find details at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Maria Muriel.